6 past 7.
Monday.
Rob Johnson Show, 640 WGST. Welcome to Monday at 404-367-9478. That's the phone number, not just a random sequence of numbers. 367-WGST in the 404 area code. We'd love to hear from you at any time, or head to our website and find us on Facebook and Twitter, and email Rob at WGST.com. Well, the President of the United States will deliver his State of the Union show tomorrow night. And he'll make a lot of promises. I wonder how many he'll stick with. We'll go back and hear one from the past in just a second here.
Who's the best candidate gonna fix health care before it's too late? You're damn right. Who is the man who changed the economy for the working man? Can you dig it? Who's the cat that'll get our troops out? He knows what Iraq is all about. Right on. Some say Barack is a young mother. I'm just talking about Barack.
Barack sang the long-legged back at Obama.
He's an educated man who wants to be your president, man.
Barack Obama.
You gotta vote for this man.
Yeah, thank you very much.
The following is a message from the President of the United States.
He's a jackass.
Hey, come on. Come on, ease up. 7:08. And the President will deliver a State of the Union speech tomorrow night and make all kinds of promises. And you know what? My wife and I have just been sickened. Well, this happens on a regular basis, watching newscasts, whether it be CNN or Fox News or, God forgive, MSNBC, that sometimes we actually have that on. But the speculation is just endless about what the president might say. And then they'll have an expert come on and say, what do you think he's going to say? And what if he says this? And then they just go off for 5-10 minutes about, oh, my God, what if he did say that? And then somebody will ask the question, well, what do you think the president should say? And then this big-brained expert will say, well, I think the president should say this and this and this. Just shut the hell up. Wait till he says something and then analyze it. They're just filling time, I guess, because it's totally, totally worthless to talk about what you think he might say, what you've heard he might say, how you would react if he said something that someone else said he's going to say. It's just endless. Well, if we just look at the actual words that the president says, and then in its aftermath, see if they come to fruition, see if they make any sense, analyze to our heart's content, it seems to be a little bit more productive to me. That's why I want to go back to the 2010 State of the Union address by the President of the United States and see if you find a promise here that has been broken.
I'm trying to change the tone of our politics. So let's show the American people that we can do it together. This week...
Here comes a promise. I'll be addressing
a meeting of the House Republicans. I'd like to begin monthly meetings with both Democratic and Republican leadership. I know you can't wait.
Really? How about that? So I wonder how those weekly meetings with the Republican leadership has been going along. Oh, wait a minute. There hasn't been any. Huh. I'm looking down my list here. Golly, there haven't been any. Huh. Well, it sure sounded good, though, didn't it? I mean, at that State of the Union, it sounded really good. I mean, and he even got a chuckle out of it, got a laugh, which is something you got to do when you give a State of the Union speech. And people applauded and just loved it. And everybody felt good. Did you notice? Everybody felt really good. Oh, it was a happy time. I'm so glad he said that.